Okej, prövar att det. Eller bara, vi kör prövar att det. Jag går today, I got blasted by some ladies on Vaishnavas in Sweden for being, I don't know what. And, upholding the policy of the group. But what I wanted to say then here now was that I'm sorry if some react negatively to what I do and say nowadays, but you see, there's one thing I just gotta follow my heart, and it is, I just have to be honest and straightforward. In my opinion, and now I am being honest and straightforward, a kind of culture, or I would even call it lack of it, has developed sometimes with people and even in, you know, among devotees. Let's be honest about that too. We are not all of us pure Shuddha Sattva people just because we put on the name and the garb and the whatever role of being Vaishnava, so we have to deal with that, right? Me too, okay? But honesty, straightforwardness, openness, I think are virtues. And I see sometimes devotees, either because they are afraid of actually speaking their heart, because they are afraid of being then judged and criticized and kicked out of the Vaishnava Sangha, or making offenses and, you know, these things. Or, as one friend of mine actually said it, put it, I can sometimes be a chameleon. And I wonder what he meant, and I realized that, yes, this is part of what we learned. That when you're a preacher, for instance, you can be out there and you learn to adapt to people how they are, and you become like them, right? Because then you can relate to them better. But then that can become a habit, and then you meet this devotee, and then you become like that devotee, and you basically, what you do is pretend to be like that devotee, if you should be honest about that too. And I do that sometimes, just not to pretend really, but to take the part of me that suits that, or that is like, compatible with that other person, which I think is wise to do, right? We are interested in that thing and that thing, both of us, so then we talk about and do that, those things, of course. But it can also become a little bit of a, you know, that we pretend to be like, I'm like you, just so we can get that person to somewhere where we want that person supporting us, or becoming, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm going to make that person into this way and that way, that devotee, you know. So, and now, of course, I guess it shouldn't be like that when we're older, like this, that I am now. Many of my old friends, but it could also be a little like that. And I notice sometimes that other friends, they feel a little intimidated or unsure of who I am now, if I'm coming here with my bead bag in hand, and they don't do that anymore. And are you coming here to preach to us, to make us join again, or whatever? So, and no, I just want to be a friend. You see, and friends, they talk openly, and here we are a bunch or a group of Vaishnavas, devotees, or people who try to be devotees and Vaishnavas. I would say beginner, I'm a beginner at least. So, and Vaishnava Sangha means that we are friends, right? So we should be friends, and therefore you, as well as I, should feel free here to speak openly from your heart, not have to pretend anything. And please don't do it for some whatever purposes. Let's be straightforward so we can trust each other. And I'm speaking this for this group, Vaishnavas in Sweden, and maybe I'll put it here in the group, because I see that also as a very central and important purpose of this group, which I, by the way, started some years ago for that purpose, that devotees should here have a free, open forum to just be themselves and not beat each other in the head with my guru, your guru, and that thing, you are, or that group, or this group. Just lay down all those weapons, and there, then we can also dare to lay down those defense systems. But I think all of those things that we need to lay down and we need to do in order to actually move forward and mature and grow and flourish as a Vaishnava community.